South Carolina Advocates for Agriculture just recently had a reception to honor three men who are committed to ag in the state. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic, and I'm joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Tell us, what is the Advocates for Agriculture?
Well, that's a good place to start. Advocates was started about 14 years ago as an extension, if you will, of the department's work beyond what our the laws, if you will, ask us to do. It's more of as it says, an advocate organization for agriculture with broad representation, helping to generate funds for quite a number of great other initiatives like the Commissioner School for Ag that we talk about, Farm Bureaus, Ag in the Classroom, FFA, 4-H. It handled, did a private fundraiser after the flood a few years ago. So Advocates, quite an active group, but one of their main events for the year is, again, to honor the Advocates of the Year, and they did that last year. And normally there's one person from an elected position and one person from a private. This year we actually have three, because our honorees for the industry were actually two brothers, Marion Swink and Henry Swink, who own McCall Farms up in Florence County. The McCall Farms is quite an organization. A lot of brand names that people recognize, like Margaret Holmes and Peanut Patch, Glory Foods, Bruce's Yams, and they are a market for quite a number of acres, not only in South Carolina, but all up and down the East Coast. So Henry and Marion and their approach to working with agriculture is very impressive. I've had have several expansions since I've known them. Have over 1,000 people working there.
Wow.
And bring in, if I'm not mistaken, close to 50,000 acres of crops.
Wow.
That go through McCall Farm. So, again, just wanted to recognize them for what they do. And what you don't hear about is Henry and Marion are a lot of fun to work with. They just, they just got good sense of humor and always got, you know, a whale of an organization, but don't always take themselves completely serious, and that's what makes them fun.
That is good. Someone from the public sector was honored as well.
That's right. From down in Berkeley County is Senator Paul Campbell. He has been in the state Senate for probably 12 years now, but just recently taking over chairmanship of the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee. And in that capacity, he helped us this past year get the state-funded disaster program, which is there in case the federal monies were not to come through, and we think those monies will come through for our farmers. But Senator Campbell led that effort, a big, big help for us, has always understood agriculture. Big Clemson fan, and so if you want to know anything about Clemson, I think Paul's your man. But a good, good friend of the Department of Agriculture, but also just of farmers across South Carolina. So it's a real privilege to honor Henry and Marion Swink together, but also Senator Paul Campbell.
We as well salute Marion Swink, Henry Swink, and Senator Paul Campbell. And if folks want to know more about the Advocates, I believe there's a website they can visit. Is that correct?
There is. There is. It's SC Advocates, the number 4, ag.org. So SC Advocates, number 4, ag.org. And you can see who we've honored in the past and the number of events and initiatives that are supported by the Advocates. I'm very proud of this organization.
And I'll have that link on our website as well, sfntoday.com. We salute the Swink brothers and Senator Paul Campbell. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.